again? The director is not going to be happy.
I don't understand. Can you explain to me how it is that someone took 5 extremely valuable artifacts with multiple guards watching every entrance, every door, every window, every possible way someone could enter? And yet, here we are.
I'm sorry, sir. I really don't know how they could have gotten in.
And you're sure no one messed up? Vellus Leet was paid off?
No, sir. The guards were all put in random pairs that were assigned just before their shifts for those reasons.
There's really no way around it.
No way around what, sir?
We have to get that annoying witch in here for help. Did you hear something?
I said, Luminar Spinster, at your service.
About that, sir. She's somehow already here.
Of course.
Oh, finally. Luminaris Brimstone, witch investigator at your service.
How did you know to come?
Oh, you know, magic and stuff.
Really?
Nah, I just heard rumors about a museum that keeps repeatedly being hit by unexplainable thefts, and figured I'd hang around until the next one. Also, I've missed you, Dick. How the hell are you?
Luminaris, how many times do I have to tell you it's Richard? Only Richard.
Fine, fine, Richard. Fill me in. What's been going on?
The museum has been robbed. 4 times.
Huh. You should probably fire your chief of security.
Hey, I did everything I could.
Clearly not.
We had guards posted at every possible entrance. There's no way they could have gotten past us.
No possible way without... without magic. Wow. So, can you show me around?
Sure. Follow me.
Hope I see you later, Dick. Oh. Well, they left quite a mess, didn't they? What specifically is missing?
Several necklaces and rings.
Did they have very large, sparkly gemstones?
Yes, actually.
Dolores. Found you.
Someone you've tried to catch before?
Oh, I caught her once. In my bed, if you know what I mean. We screwed.
Oh, that's... nice.
She admitted to being a professional thief, and that's where she got those giant, beautiful pieces of jewelry she was wearing. I was a little surprised she'd admit that to me. I mean, she knew what I did for a living.
So what did you do?
Didn't get a chance to do anything. I got up to get us some water. We were understandably dehydrated. I left the room, came back, and she was gone. It was the oddest thing, too. There was no way out of the room without me seeing her. I should have known it was some sort of magic. But what...
So, what now?
Wow, you ask a lot of questions. How far apart have the thefts been occurring?
Every few nights or so.
I best wait here for the next few nights then, so I'm ready. Show me your blingiest jewelry.
And what exactly are you going to do?
Wait patiently until the thief returns.
Wait... here?
Yes, here. Why? Should I wait in my best Eastern hotel room down the road and just... hope she saunters by.
I really can't just leave you here alone with priceless artifacts.
Oh, all right, fine. Maybe you could stay with me then?
I'm needed elsewhere managing the guards.
So, who will be staying with me?
I can't believe I agreed to this.
Aw, you know you secretly love the idea of having me all to yourself. Again.
Shh! That's enough out of you, Luminaris.
So, what's the deal, Dick? Are you embarrassed by me, or what?
It's complicated. It's not you, it's me.
Uh-huh. Heard that before.
You know what? We don't need to talk about this. We're on duty. Tell me more about how you know Dolores.
Oh, darling. I know you already know how I know Dolores.
Yes, I know that. How did you meet? Is there any other information you have on her?
Almost none. It's really simple. She was the hottest girl at the tavern. I did my patented Lumi flirting. We had a fantastic night together and... later, she admitted to being a jewel thief.
Why would she admit that to you?
I don't know. But she had such a crazy hot confidence about her. She obviously had something up her sleeve that made her sure I'd have a hard time catching her.
Will you stop that?
Sorry, Director.
Will you please be quiet?
I was quiet.
Okay, fine. I honestly enjoyed our time together, Lumi.
Then why have you been such a dick, Dick?
Well... you moved on, awfully quickly. I mean, I know it wasn't long, but the couple of months we were together, they were really great. We were so wrong for each other, and I get that now, but you broke my heart. And then later that night, you were making out with the waitress from dinner. We clearly had different levels of attachment. That's not your fault, though. And I shouldn't have taken my anger out on you.
Richard, I'm...
what was that?
Shh. Oh. Oh, that one stung a bit. All right. What else do we have? Ooh-hoo-hoo, mama! That's a pretty rock.
It reminds me a bit of the emerald necklace you were wearing when we met.
Huh. Lumi.
Dolores?
Other guy.
Richard, if you must know.
I assumed it was only a matter of time before we'd run into each other, Lumi.
Does that mean you missed me?
Eh?
I was fantastic that night, and you know it.
Did we spend the night together? Huh. I must have forgotten. Obviously, it wasn't memorable.
Oh, that is it. Burn, baby, burn. Inferno.
Lumi, what the fuck?
Shh. Big girls are talking, Dick.
Lumi, that wasn't even close to hitting her. Did you just blow up a portion of the museum? For nothing?
I needed to prove a point. Come quietly, Dolores.
Oh, or what? You'll not hit me again? It bothered you that I disappeared, didn't it?
Ha ha! You do remember. I knew it.
The great investigator Luminaris Brimstone. You know, I've heard a lot about you since we crossed paths.
Oh, is that what you call that one position we tried? Crossing paths is a pretty good name for it now that you mention it.
Luminaris Brimstone, full of jokes, sensuality, and wit. And I'm the first person that you can't quite figure out. I knew it would only be a matter of time before you were trying to solve one of my masterful thefts.
Hardly masterful.
Really? How do I do it, then? Thought so. Well, Lumi, this has been a nice reunion, but I really must get going.
Oh, no you don't. Find wherever she travels. Araigo.
Oh, come on! That's not fair! I didn't know you could attach to someone like that.
It seems like you left some information out as well. You didn't tell me you were a warping magic person? Hey, where are we anyway? Wait, is the sun blue? What did you do?
Why don't you look around for a little bit and, figure it out?
Araigo! Okay, I'm gonna need you to stop that because I'm getting headache and I get grumpy when I get headaches.
Oh, is the grumpy little witch getting tired from all the quantum jumping?
Quantum jumping? Oh, I get it now. You jump between alternate universes to steal what you like.
Uh-oh.
Something wrong?
Nope, nothing wrong, nope.
So, that little device you're holding totally works and nothing is wrong, huh?
Nothing at all. Oh, nards.
Nice try, Dolores. Time and space, pause your... I don't know, face? Rohiberi. Oh, goddess, not now. I knew I shouldn't have cut corners on the Willow's Bane. Dolores, get back here.
Or what? You'll yell at me in Latin?
That was the plan, yes.
Should have tried harder to get in shape.
You and me both, sister.
So, what now?
I was planning on having you come back with me so you could go to jail.
Not really sure how you were going to get us both back to our universe without my help.
Can we get back there at all? Is it malfunctioning or what?
No, just needs a bit of recharge time when it's been used.
Oh, son of a...
Bye-bye, Lumi!
Araigo.
Aw, poor thing. I got sick the first few times I jumped, too.
Oh, that's fine. I've pushed through after some heavy drinking nights. This is nothing.
Well, Lumi, looks like I get to be the one that got away. Again.
You did what? Right? She will love that, you handsome charmer, you.
Wait. I know her. Dolores got away, and I'm trapped in an alternate universe.
Looms, is that you? Why on earth are you on the ground?
Lumi, are you all right?
Oh, hey, I think I know you. Handsome man from the bazaar.
Very funny, Lumi. Can you stand?
Let me try. Nope. I am very dizzy. I just need to lay down right here on this nice little patch of grass.
Looms, what happened?
I'm sorry. I'm very confused right now.
We should probably take her to the healer.
On it. All right, Lumi. Up you go.
Oh, wow. You are strong. And have such big, muscular arms.
Okay, to be fair, she does talk about my arms quite a bit.
Something isn't quite right. She seems off somehow.
Rude.
Well, best be safe. I got you, Lumi.
Hell yes, you do.